I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio, and this is Fox and Food. We're talking to Susanna Hoffman, who's an author and anthropologist. She and co-author Victoria Wise have come out with the book Bold, a cookbook of big flavors.
Victoria and I wanted to make a statement about American cuisine, and we've been criticized around the world often as, oh, the United States, they don't have a cuisine of their own. They just eat Italian-American or Chinese-American, and our premise is that we do have a cuisine, and it is all the foods that everybody has brought here, including the beginnings, the Native Americans, all the way through our recent immigrants, and we mix it all and we partake of it all, and it's a splendid, incredible fare.
I love the little vignettes of how things came to be.
The book is full of little stories, stories of where the food came from, stories especially that I like of the people groups, when they came, what foods they brought with them, and in particular cities that they settled. So there's stories of Albuquerque for Mexican-American and Glendale for Armenians. There's Detroit. There's Chicago. There's stories of the great American food innovators like Leslie Borden and evaporated milk and George Washington Carver and peanut butter, Luther Burbank and the russet potato that we eat on an almost daily basis. So it's full of the American story of food and how it came to be here.
There's an American phenomenon coming up, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes. Go Broncos, being from Colorado.
Of course.
One of my favorites to serve for something like that is an American rarebit. It's a great statement because it is Wisconsin cheddar cheese with bacon, which represents our huge pork industry and the pork bellies out of Chicago and the futures market, the commodities market. And on top of that, another great thing, and that is bourbon, Kentucky bourbon or Tennessee whiskey mixed together. And it makes a great American version of a rarebit. Wonderful to serve at parties. Mm-hmm. Another thing I think that is great for a Super Bowl is an upscale Sloppy Joe's. This is in the book as well, the Bold book. Instead of using hamburger, it uses minced steak or steak chopped, and it's a very fast. We offer it instead of on buns on sourdough bread, but I would offer it for the Super Bowl on sliders, tiny buns, or half pieces of sourdough bread. Instead of offering chips, I would go for fritters because they're healthier. And you can put them out with a sauce that, for example, a yogurt sauce. A zucchini makes a fabulous fritter, nice and flat and crispy, and you can put some nice white cheddar on it. Another one that I like to make is corn and pecans mixed with a little fresh mint in a fritter. Fried fritters in a little bit of oil, they don't take much time at all, just a couple of minutes on a side. 2 to 2.5 inches in diameter, 3 minutes on a side. Everybody loves a dip. People put out cream cheese dips of all kinds, but one of the things that's never thought about, and that's from the Greek influence on our cuisine, is grape leaves. Mm-hmm. And if you just whip up some cream cheese with grape leaves instead of a packaged onion soup or something like that, you have a wonderful tart dip for bagel rounds or pita chips. I get regular fresh pita, and I just cut it in triangles, put it on a cookie sheet, put it in the oven at about 250 to 300 for a few minutes. Keep your eye on it, and they will crisp up in beautiful triangles, freshly homemade. Another great one that is terrific for parties in the Super Bowl is a turkey and pistachio meatball, and we serve that in a gorgonzola basil cream sauce. You can serve it over pasta. You can serve them plain. It makes a nice alternative meatball that is not as heavy as some of the beef balls. Although another great one being from the West that we offer in the book, bison is now available in tons of stores. And buffalo mixed with chopped capers makes a fabulous meatball. Really a party favorite. So buffalo caper meatballs is a good one. Everybody loves chicken wings. I think I would go for an Asian version of chicken wings, really easy to make. Crust them in some crushed peanuts and serve them with a Southeast Asian dipping sauce. They're done very, very quickly. They're done in the oven, so you don't have to sit there frying them. Take either the little drumettes that you can buy or wings, which you've cut the little tips off of, and you pat them dry and mix them with a little flour and then roll them in some egg and then the peanut, chopped peanuts, crushed peanuts. Put them on a cookie sheet and put them in the oven at 375 for just about 10 minutes. The dipping sauce, of course, is cool, and it includes fish sauce, which you can, again, get in the condiments section of your grocery store, some rice vinegar or any vinegar, lime juice, a little brown sugar, a little bit of garlic, and depending on how hot you want it, a little fresh chili, and some basil leaves.
And you're ready for kickoff.
And you're ready for kickoff. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Author and anthropologist Susanna Hoffman, co-author of Bold, a cookbook of big flavors. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio, and this is Fox and Food.